My Jesus. In Matthew 3, verse 15, we read, And Jesus said unto him, Suffer it to be now, for thus it becometh us to fulfil all righteousness. And then he suffered him. In Psalm 40, verse 8, we read, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. And in Romans 10, verse 4, For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to every one that believeth. Jesus is the substance of the Father. Jesus was begotten before the worlds. Jesus, the substance of the Mother. Jesus, born into the world. Jesus, perfect God and perfect man. Jesus, Son of God and Son of Mary. Jesus, the name above all other names. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing. Comforts my every heartache. Here is a life unlike every other that walked this earth. Here is a man whose life was unique and who lived a unique life. His life was in sharp contrast with those around him. Oh, his life is so, so different, so superior. No self-seeking, no self-pleasing, no strong desire to follow his own path or to ford his own stream. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. His, a life submitted to the Father. His, a walk, obedient to the will of God. His, an example for us to follow. Thy will, not mine, be done. Day by day he walked his Father's will, as he laboured at the workbench in the little carpenter's shop, as he tramped the dusty way through city and villages in Galilee and Judea. He magnified the broken law of the Most High. He fulfilled its righteous requirements. He demonstrated a life lived perfectly according to his statutes and according to God's precepts. He fulfilled all righteousness as described by the former prophets. Oh, the Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He magnifies the law and makes it honourable. This life, thus lived, was a life laid down in sacrifice. This life became thus acceptable as the sin offering. A burnt offering, a sweet savour to the Lord. Casting out upon the sea of humanity a gift of salvation, a gift of hope, a gift of joy, pouring into the hearts of those that love him his own sweet spirit of gentleness and grace. And now we take up the mantle that fell from his shoulder and walk the walk that Jesus walked and talked the talk that Jesus talked and love the love that Jesus loved. And suffer the sufferings that Jesus suffered. For we have been crucified with him, and we are risen with him, and we are made to sit with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus our Lord, positioned in him, abiding in Christ, resting in his love. In him we live. In him we move, and in him we have our being. And so I am fully persuaded that he who began a good work in me And he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it until the day of his appearing.